Imagine a world where the strongest force isn't rigid steel, but flowing water, quietly carving canyons through mountains, taking any shape without losing its essence, and finding its way around obstacles rather than smashing into them. This is the central metaphor of the Tao Te Ching, a slim 2,500-year-old volume that has captivated minds from CEOs to spiritual seekers for millennia. Despite being just 81 brief chapters, it stands alongside the Bible as one of history's most translated texts, yet without any religious institution promoting it. "The highest goodness resembles water," writes Lao Tzu. "Water benefits all things without contention. It stays in places that others disdain." This principle extends beyond metaphor into practical wisdom. Like water finding cracks in stone, true influence comes through gentle persistence rather than forceful impact. Consider how diplomatic solutions outlast military victories, or how the flexible bamboo survives storms while rigid trees snap. The paradoxical strength of softness appears throughout. The soft overcomes the hard, the gentle overcomes the rigid. Why does this ancient wisdom resonate so powerfully across cultures and centuries? Perhaps because our modern tendency toward aggressive action and control often creates the very problems we're trying to solve. In our achievement-oriented world, water's example offers a different paradigm, one of natural efficiency, adaptability, and quiet strength. Have you ever been so absorbed in an activity that time disappeared and action flowed effortlessly? This state, what psychologists call flow and the Tao Te Ching calls Wu Wei, is engagement that aligns with natural processes rather than struggling against them. "The Tao does nothing, yet leaves nothing undone," Lao Tzu writes. This paradoxical effectiveness comes from working with inherent tendencies, like a surfer moving with waves or a negotiator finding win-win solutions. Wu Wei extends to leadership too. Instead of imposing will, we create conditions where positive change emerges naturally. The master doesn't talk, he acts. When his work is done, the people say, "Amazing, we did it, all by ourselves." This approach avoids resistance that direct control generates. For those caught in burnout cycles, Wu Wei offers a revolutionary alternative, accomplishing more by trying less, finding the path of least resistance that leads to greatest effect. The Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao. The name that can be named is not the eternal name. From its opening lines, the Tao Te Ching establishes that the deepest truths transcend language. It presents paradoxes that challenge conventional thinking. To shrink something, first expand it. To weaken something, first strengthen it. These contradictions invite us beyond dualistic thinking. When we categorize everything as good or bad, we miss the interplay between opposites. Notice how pursuing happiness often makes it elusive, while it appears when focused elsewhere? Or how trying to appear confident reveals insecurity, while genuine confidence requires no announcement? The text values knowing not knowing. To know that you do not know is the best. To pretend to know when you do not know is a disease. In a world that prizes certainty, acknowledging ignorance begins wisdom. The greatest discoveries often start with questions, and genuine connection requires setting aside our assumptions about others. Lao Tzu identifies three core virtues as his treasures: compassion, frugality, and humility. "I have three treasures that I hold and protect. The first is compassion, the second is frugality, the third is not daring to be ahead of all under heaven." Compassion means active care for all beings, generating courage from deep connection rather than fear. Frugality encompasses both material simplicity and energy conservation, avoiding excess and finding contentment by reducing desires. Humility involves leading without self-importance and accomplishing without claiming credit. When the work is done, the people say, "Amazing, we did it, all by ourselves." These treasures offer antidotes to modern problems. Compassion counters individualism. Frugality addresses consumerism and environmental degradation. Humility challenges our obsession with status. What might our world look like if these values guided our choices? I have just three things to teach: simplicity, patience, compassion. These three are your greatest treasures. Long before minimalism became trendy, the Tao Te Ching advocated radical simplicity as the path to contentment and freedom. Wisdom particularly relevant in our era of overwhelming choices and digital stimulation. This simplicity begins with our material lives. The more you acquire, the less you have. This isn't mere asceticism, but recognition that possessions become possessors. The excitement of new purchases quickly fades, while maintenance costs and fear of loss persist. The Tao Te Ching also advocates simplicity in speech. True words aren't eloquent. Eloquent words aren't true. In thinking, maintaining a mind like space, and in action, do your work, then step back. By reducing desires and attachments, we discover contentment independent of external circumstances. When you realize there is nothing lacking, the whole world belongs to you. While often regarded as a spiritual text, the Tao Te Ching devotes significant attention to governance and leadership. Written during China's Warring States period, a time of political chaos, it offers a radical alternative to the power politics of its day. Lao Tzu envisions leadership as subtle facilitation. The best ruler is one whose existence is barely known. The ideal leader creates conditions where people flourish naturally. Govern a great nation as you would cook a small fish. Don't overdo it. This philosophy extends to international relations, with large nations encouraged to practice humility. A great nation is like the lowland toward which all streams flow. By taking the lower position, powerful states can integrate smaller ones without resentment. The Tao Te Ching questions militarism. Weapons are instruments of fear. They are not the tools of the wise. Victory celebrations should be treated as funeral processions, acknowledging lives lost. These insights remain relevant today as societies still struggle with overregulation, militarism, and controlling leadership. The Tao Te Ching's enduring appeal lies in its practical relevance to contemporary challenges, from environmental crises to political polarization to personal burnout. Its ecological wisdom preceded modern sustainability concepts. Lao Tzu recognized humans as part of nature. If you try to change it, you will ruin it. If you try to hold it, you will lose it. For individuals navigating complexity, the text offers guidance for maintaining balance. Its emphasis on simplicity counters our culture of excess. Its celebration of softness challenges our worship of power. And its advocacy of non-action provides an antidote to our productivity obsession. The Tao Te Ching offers a path to harmony within ourselves, with others, and with the natural world. In our divided times, this vision of interconnection is essential. The power of this ancient wisdom emerges through practice. Where might you be pushing against the current rather than flowing with it? Where could yielding prove more effective than forcing? The Tao invites us to explore a different way of being that finds strength in simplicity, flexibility, and the wisdom of water.